no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, offering you the only roadmap you need to find your way to home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate, Education, and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that, of course, through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. We've said it before, and I'll be the one saying it again. This is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call REACH and let the REACH staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, in celebration of Black History Month, civil rights photojournalist Bob Adelman joins us with some extraordinary stories about his work with Dr. Martin Luther King. And then Reach Radio has a special offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. Then Bonnie Clearwater, the director and chief curator at the NSU Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale, will tell us about Bob Adelman's photo exhibit currently on display at the museum. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, REACH Radio's voice of wisdom and full-time news producer, Steve Cody.
Thank you very much, Alan. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, is rewarding our nation's so-called good neighbors. Through its Good Neighbor Next Door, or GNND initiative, HUD now sells homes for 50% off the list price. The typical 30-year conventional fixed-rate mortgage has dropped by 0.25 percentage points since the beginning of the year, lowering mortgage rates to their lowest point in about 12 weeks. Refinance opportunities are back, and homeowners have been taking advantage of them. House flipping in South Florida rose only 8% last year after nearly doubling the year before as investors start to focus on other areas, according to a new report. And according to Florida's realtors, it's anticipated that the Florida housing market will continue growing in 2014. While this will be at a somewhat slower pace, there still will be approximately a 10% increase in residential sales. And no smoking Florida rental laws may be changing in some areas. It may now or soon be the case that tenants will have to make a choice between their home and their cigarettes.
Ouch.
Details of those and other stories coming up bottom of the hour.
Thanks, Steve.
Back to you.
We appreciate that. Well, when we return, our first guest shares his experiences with Dr. Martin Luther King. So stay with us, because we're wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. And that's no kidding, we are.
Got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heavy, here to tell you about an all-new Reach membership program. If you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify. Now, they say membership has its advantages, and they are right. Now, Reach has a special membership program that will save home buyers time and money during the home buying process. Here's a list of the valuable courses included in your annual membership. There's a foreclosure and modification counseling course, post-modification counseling, a six-hour first-time home buyer's workshop. That's a $35 value. A 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, another $25 value. An hour of back-to-work education, another $35 value. All these courses have a value assigned to them. We have a one-hour mortgage products training course, which covers FHA, VA, conventional and hybrid reverse mortgage loans, a $35 value there. Post-purchase and home repair training, a one-hour budgeting class, a landlord law class, an hour of that, a value of $35, and a one-hour fair housing class. Plus, you get two free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 savings for just saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks today at Reach and tell them that you would like to sign up for the Reach membership education program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. These HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for your home ownership program. Information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole, so what are you waiting for? You can take these classes until you feel confident that you've understood all the information that they present. In other words, you can take it 100 times if you want. That's what the membership offers. To enroll now, call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Wow, wow. All right, our first guest joining us on the phone is Bob Adelman. He's an American photographer known for his images in the African-American Civil Rights Movement. Raised on Long Island, New York, he earned his BA at Rutgers University, law studies from Harvard University, and an MA in philosophy at Columbia University. Bob, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Oh, hi.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Well, you know, you are a pretty interesting guy. I've read over all that you've done, and I guess you were pretty active between 1963 and 68. You were the photographer for the Congress of Racial Equality, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, and other civil rights organizations. You've been pretty busy.
Well, that was just the beginning of my career, really. I also worked for most of the major magazines, starting, I guess, in 63. I worked for Look and Life. I did the cover of Newsweek for the Selma March. So I started, and I guess I'm still an activist, but I also had to earn an honest living, too, so I worked as a photojournalist and a photo historian.
Well, you were right in the middle of everything. You know, your work gave you unique access to the movement's most important events and figures, and you forged close ties with civil rights leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, John Lewis, James Baldwin. Yeah, what was it like being that close to the action?
Well, you couldn't help but get to know those people because you were sort of pushed together with them. Fortunately, I also admired and was inspired by them. Dr. King was, of course, everybody's leader, and I had the great privilege of getting to know him. I had seen him at public events, but at Birmingham, the only integrated hotel was the black-owned Gadsden Hotel, and this was, of course, the Battle of Birmingham was, I guess, the Gettysburg of the Civil Rights Movement. The last battles of the Civil War were fought in the Civil Rights Movement. The promises and the amendments to the Constitution were finally made real in Birmingham, as a result of Birmingham, which led to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Anyway, I was having breakfast, and I noticed Dr. King hunched over his breakfast, sitting alone, and I asked if I could join him, and we had a wonderful talk. He is a very quiet man, and very thoughtful, and he, I guess, was a theologically a personalist, which is a belief that all people are aspects of God. I'm not a formally religious person, but that meant for him that whoever he spoke to got his full attention. He spoke very quietly, but there was always a music and poetry in what he said. These were very troubling and difficult times. He was under enormous stress. He was always under enormous stress.
Right.
I mean, most people.
He sounded like a libertarian way before his time, though, right?
A libertarian?
Well, in today's world, the libertarian live and let live kind of a deal, and I think that's kind of was his philosophy. But
He may have been initially I think he valued American freedom, and he was against segregation and did everything he could to not participate in the system of segregation, even though he lived in Atlanta and Montgomery. But I think confronting many of the problems, particularly, initially segregation, the state government in the Deep South was against segregation, was for segregation,
right,
and
right.
Against federal intervention, and essentially that's what the movement sought. So I don't know that you'd describe any of that as libertarian. And when he finally, his last tragic campaign, Poor People's March, by that time, people, I wasn't seeing much of him at that point, but he had broken with the Lyndon Johnson, who had been his ally in both the desegregation law and the Voting Rights Act.
Absolutely.
They practically planned the voting rights movement. But by then, he had come out against the war, and he was the only black leader who publicly opposed the Vietnam War. And he was in the doghouse with Johnson, according to people who were close to him at that time, his vision had darkened. That he'd come something of a Christian socialist. So I don't know that libertarianism would describe him. Perhaps when he first started, his Daddy King was a rock-ribbed Republican, going back to Lincoln's day, but
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned South Florida. I know I was a child. I grew up down here. And
really?
And you know, the quick check chain isn't around anymore. It was a food store. But I remember, I believe I was 7 years old, and I'd go shopping with my dad. And right there in the quick check, and I used to ask him, they had two water fountains. One was marked white, and the other was marked colored. And I thought, well, why are they doing that? And that was at a seven-year-old thinking that. Why have two fountains? And, you know, you find out later it's because the building code required it. And they also had white bathrooms and colored bathrooms. And, again, the building code required that. So it was in bed in the government, and I believe
it was
King was doing the right thing.
Segregation was state-enforced. I mean, right. The origin of segregation was, you know, slavery was out, and the South rewon the Civil War. As soon as the federal troops left, they instituted a campaign of terror with the Ku Klux Klan and various state governments inventing this system of segregation to separate the races. But it also had a code, drinking fountains, the bathrooms, the vote, which was, of course, where power was. And when you denied someone the right to vote, you really denied them their citizenship.
Absolutely.
It was enforced. We all know what terror is. I mean, I did in the exhibit at the Fort Lauderdale Museum. There's a lot of attention paid to the vote, which was the lever by which change was made.
Absolutely. But Bob, listen, we have to take a quick break here. But if you'd hang around for us, we'd appreciate it. And we'll talk about your exhibit at the museum there. So when we return, Bob Edelman shares more stories about the civil rights movement and other protests from the 50s and 60s. So don't touch that dial. It just wouldn't be worth the aggravation. We'll be right back. Hang on.
No home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know Blaze is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze is wrong.
Ooh. Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. We're speaking with Bob Edelman. He's an American photographer known for his images of the African-American civil rights movement. And you can see his exhibit on display now at Nova Southeastern University Museum of Arts in Fort Lauderdale from now until March the 17th. Bob, thanks for hanging on and staying with us there.
It's May 17th.
Did I say March?
Yeah, well, it's closer.
No doubt about that. You know, you've had your photographs adorn the covers of many magazines. You know, you said earlier, Esquire, Time, Life, The New Yorker, Harper's, and of course, the New York Times magazines and Paris Match. That must be pretty satisfying as a photographer to get all that accomplished, right?
Yes. Well, I think that I learned my trade. I never really formally studied photography or journalism, but my first wife was a journalist, and I learned from her. I learned by doing. I encourage. I think you know, there's a great tradition of learning where you become an apprentice, and not enough is made of that. That's essentially how I learned to do my work. I worked in the dark room. I read a lot about photography. I took one course which was more a conceptual course with the great Alexei Brodovich, but I really learned my craft and had to be a very good photographer by doing it. And
it always works out better when you're under pressure.
To be at the top of the heap is good, it's sort of funny. I was on the Selma March where I shot the Newsweek cover, which, by the way, the march was horizontal and the cover was vertical, and so I didn't do all the best pictures of the march. Of course, I, cheated a little, but I was...
That's how it works. That's how you do. That's how you do the best work. You know, for a guy that's a self-taught journalist, you've done pretty well. You've written more than a dozen books, including the biography of Martin Luther King. Which book do you think made the most impact?
Which book had the most impact of all my books? I think I have a current book called MLK. Doc was my hero and the greatest person I ever met and came to know. I've done about five books, and this little book is meant to be for just folks, and it's somewhat inexpensive. And has a number of his most important sayings. And it turned out that when they built the monument in Washington, that it's accompanied by quotes. And they told me at the bookstore near the monument that my little book was the best-selling book they had because it matched up with the monument and the pictures catch many of the best pictures of Doc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's price and user friendly,
right.
And I think somewhat inspirational.
Absolutely. You know, being a photojournalist, a little different than being in the video side, but you must have been privy to some off-camera conversations, right? Did you anything interesting ever come about while you were sitting around taking shots?
Well, one of the things, it's quite relevant, I think of it, I was photographing the champ, George Foreman, and, we were taking a rest. He was with a beautiful woman and needed some...
Say no more.
Well, it was and he told me a story that because we're talking today a lot about income inequality, that he was saved by a benevolent society, and I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he told me that he was, as a young man, had been a mugger, and he had just, done something and was afraid the sheriff was after him. And he ran home and hid under the porch of his house and buried himself in sand and had a straw to breathe through.
Oh, man.
He covered himself completely. And he said to himself, you know, there must be a better way. And he got into the war on poverty. And that's what he meant by a benevolent government.
Mm-hmm.
And he, through the war on poverty, I think he got into the Job Corps or some, something like that. And he became a boxer and won the Olympic title. And so I thought that
that's an off camera story. Well, Bob, we're running out of time here. I do thank you for joining us today. And just as a reminder for the folks, you can visit Bob's photo exhibit at Nova Southeastern University Museum of the Arts in Fort Lauderdale. We're going to have Bonnie Clearwater on in just a little bit from the museum, and she'll give us all the details about that. Bob, thanks for joining us, and we've got about 80 more questions here I'd like to go through, but we'd love to have you back on the show again.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for your good work.
Thank you so much. You're the man, brother. We appreciate you being here. All right, we're about to launch the second half of Reach Radio. Directly after that, Bonnie Clearwater will join us. She's the curator and director of the NSU Museum in Fort Lauderdale. And now, from the WBZT studios, it's time for Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour, brought to you by reachforhousing.org with our crack news producer, Steve Cody. Steve, what do you got? Okay, you turn
Thank
that back. There you go.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, is rewarding our nation's good neighbors through its Good Neighbor Next Door, or GNND, initiative. HUD now sells homes for half the list price. Now, if you're a good neighbor, you can buy any eligible HUD home at half off the price with just a $100 down payment. The Department of Housing and Urban Development recently launched a series of Good Neighbor Next Door initiatives. The Neighbor Next Door is a collection of FHA home sales programs that are meant to promote home ownership and to build stronger communities. The FHA itself is not actually a mortgage lender. It's a mortgage insurer and a sub-agency with HUB. It currently insures more than $1 trillion in U.S. home loans. And another program, Back to Work, homebuyers who experienced a short sale or foreclosure can be approved for a new home loan after just 12 months, assuming an otherwise strong payment history. No federal agency offers a similar program to that one. The typical 30-year conventional fixed-rate mortgage has dropped by 2.50 percentage points since the new year, lowering mortgage rates to their lowest point in close to 12 weeks. Refinance opportunities are back, and homeowners have been taking advantage. Falling rates have been especially good for the nation's HARP-eligible households. At today's rate, the typical HARP refinance now saves 26% every month. HARP is the Home Affordable Refinance Program. It was first created as part of the government's Make Homes Affordable program in February of 2009. At that time, the U.S. economy was less than 6 months removed from the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the fall of Merrill Lynch, and the movement of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac into conservatorship. Through the reduction and the elimination of normal hurdles to refinancing, HARP was meant to stabilize housing and the U.S. economy. Today's low mortgage rates have spurred refinance activity, and HARP mortgages remain in high demand. Even if you've been previously turned down, take a look at the HARP rates online to see whether or not you qualify. Guidelines have been loosened somewhat so that homeowners can qualify. Now, many of these programs were designed by bureaucrats, obviously. And if you don't understand that, don't feel alone. But there is help. Your REACH counselor can give you all the details of how these things work. You can go to school and learn yourself, or you can just call them for help. And in just a couple of minutes, Alan's going to give you the phone number. Okay? Okay. Moving right along, house flipping in South Florida rose only 8% last year after nearly doubling a year earlier as investors started to focus on other areas, according to a new report. In 2013, buyers flipped 3,554 single-family homes in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. That's compared with a little over 3,300 a year earlier, according to RealtyTrack. Only 1,702 were flipped in 2011. RealtyTrack defines a flipped house as one that is bought and resold within 6 months. No smoking Florida rental laws may be changing in some areas. It may soon be the case that tenants will have to make a choice in their home between their home and their cigarettes. From the beginning of 2014, a 49-unit rental community called Flagler Village banned the smoking on the grounds as well as inside the actual units. Other buildings and developments have also been enforcing similar bans in the last few years, but it is quite new. There are some oppositions to these rental laws, obviously, given that there are 17.1% of adults smoke in the state of Florida. It's not that easy to impose this throughout the entire region. As it was, in Flagler Village, out of the 49 units, there were 18 housing smokers at the time that that ban was imposed. Some think that it's great, like people who don't smoke, and others are arguing that they see it as Big Brother meddling in their own civil rights.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, one more story. In addition to great schools and results, positive news for Florida's housing, the state is adding private sector jobs, and they're adding at its fastest pace since the economic recovery, and that is the reason why people are coming to Florida to buy homes. Values of homes in the region have gone up about 12% throughout the last year and a half, and this trend is expected to continue in 2014, but it's likely to increase a bit slower than it has in the past. I'm Steve Cody. That is the latest from the Reach Radio Newsroom.
Very cool. I have a conundrum here.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to ban smoking in houses, what are they going to do when this this marijuana bill passes here next year? In 2014, I think that's on the ballot now.
They can't ban medicine.
That's what I was thinking. What is it, 80? I've heard 85% in favor, and I also read a poll somewhere that it was 92% in favor of mm-hmm. passing. So I guess Florida's going to finally break down. And
we haven't heard from Big Pharma yet.
That's right. That's right.
So well, things could change.
You know, Steve, our producer is on vacation out in Colorado right now,
mm-hmm.
Denver as it is, and I believe he's checking that out. Sending smoke signals to make sure that he's okay. All right. Joining us on the phone right now is Bonnie Clearwater. She's the director and chief curator at Nova Southeastern University Museum in Fort Lauderdale. She holds a MA in history from Columbia University and a BA in art history from New York University. During her lengthy career, she's developed an innovative education program that served more than 20,000 children, teens, and adults per annum and was recognized at the White House with the National Medal for the Museum and Library Services. Bonnie, welcome to Reach Radio.
Oh, thank you.
That's quite an impressive accomplishment there. What White House were you in? I mean, what year?
last year.
Last year. Great.
Yeah, it was right after the elections, so nobody was home except the dog. We had the West Wing to ourselves.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, it's fantastic to be honored in such a fashion. You do great work down there. You know, we were just talking with Bob Edelman about his exhibit, and we say that it runs from January the 19th to May the 17th.
Right, but we might be extending it because there's such popular demand for it.
Well, of course, and this being Black History Month, that would certainly go that far. And he's got, 100 black and white and color photographs from the Civil Rights Movement?
Actually, close to 150.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's fantastic to be able to be that close to the action. What did you have to do to prepare for the exhibit? Anything special?
We worked very closely with Bob in selecting the images. It was curated by Peter Boswell, and as you can imagine, there are thousands of images to choose from, and the goal was how to tell the story and in the space that we have, which is quite ample, but certainly not for thousands of photographs.
Right.
And to really convey the time and the fact that this is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act.
Absolutely. You know what? Tell the people where the museum is.
Well, the museum is located right in the heart of Fort Lauderdale and, on Los Olas Boulevard. And it's a beautiful 83,000 square foot building, modernist building. We have multiple exhibitions going on at the same time. The Adam and Show is part of an ongoing series of photography exhibitions at the museum. It's one of the focuses of our museum program and collection. And right now, today, we have a family day called Building Tolerance Through Art. We have over 500 children and their families enjoying the Bob Edelman exhibition of the Civil Rights Era Photography.
Absolutely.
So it's really a really exciting place to be today.
Especially in the 50th year. I mean, let's see, we had the Beatles here as well. That's another.
Yeah,
that's another
a lot landmark. Of things happened in 1964.
Hey, that was a cool time back then. Hey, you know, the museum was founded in 1958, but you weren't always located there. And I believe Andrews Avenue is the other one, right? It's Andrews and Las Olas, right where that intersects.
Right. We're right at the crossroads of Andrews and Las Olas. And we opened in the current building in 1986.
Right. And where was the first building back in 58?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. It's way before my time.
Okay, well, it was over on 3rd Avenue. It was on 3rd Avenue. I've done a lot of work with the museum in the past, and uh-huh. it's great to have seen the museum grow into what it is. And you have a really nice location. And just to let the folks know, there's a lot of parking in the city parking garage, not more than, a block away, I believe?
Right, just around the corner. And on top of that, there you could take the museum as your base of visiting all of Los Feliz Boulevard, all the restaurants and shops that are along the way, as well as nearby science, the Museum of Science and Discovery, right. and the Broward Performing Arts Center. So it really is a vibrant cultural and tourist destination.
Wow. What makes, in specific, what makes the Museum of Art a premier destination for the dynamic exhibitions and programs that you have there? Anything in particular?
Well, the exhibitions are, the museum is defined as an educational institution, and everything is we are part of Nova Southeastern University. So there's a great emphasis on the most important art, great ideas, that are generated from the art. We really are the public face of the university, the research and scholarship that is done at in conjunction with being a university school then intersects with the public and makes all of that scholarship come to life and have meaning and relevance today.
Right. How's Bob's exhibit being accepted so far? It's been there since January the 19th.
It's been so well received, and a lot of people have told me that they've broken down and cried. There are people who can, a lot of young people who can't believe that this that segregation actually happened in our country, and amazingly, even adults forget that Florida was part of the South. And consequently didn't realize that Florida is part of the history that was being documented in these photographs. So it's been making people very aware of our history, and not that long ago, only 50 years ago.
Right.
So it's important for people to know how we got to where we are today, how far we've come, how far we still have to go.
Exactly. It's amazing that the younger crowd would look at it that way. And when you think about it, it's true. They haven't seen the segregation like it was. And
right.
you know, we're pretty old people up here at Reach Radio, so we've been around. I was telling Bob earlier, I grew up down here, and I remember when the Quick Check stores used to have segregated bathrooms and water fountains.
And not that long ago.
Oh, no, so, you're right. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. We've made some tremendous strides.
Today, to see all these young people at the museum, and looking closely at the show, talking to their parents, and what's actually interesting is the younger the student does, the more likely they do know what happened to because that history is being taught at the school. So and particularly Dr. Martin Luther King is taught in the school. So the younger kids seem to be very well versed and are actually telling the older people all about this history.
Wow, that's a switch. Well, is there any one particular photograph that that hits the heart of most people? I mean, you have 150 or so to choose from.
There's so many, but Bob, being close friends with the family, with Dr. King's family, was the only photographer to be asked to photograph Dr. King and his casket. So that is something people are that obviously is quite has caused great sadness among people who had never seen that before, and really brings home the sacrifice that he and his family had made. So so that is certainly one that's having a lot of impact. One of my favorite photographs, a beautiful photograph of Rosa Parks, how beautiful and serene and elegant she is, and he really caught her. And then another very sad photograph is a close-up of the face of Senator Bob Robert Kennedy at the funeral of Dr. King, which was only his face is so full of sorrow and pain. And then when you read the label, you realize his assassination is only 2 months away. So these photographs are beautiful, they're haunting, and they're iconic. They help bring about change and to bring us to where we are today.
Mm-mm. You know, Bob was a fortunate man to be able to document this for us, and you can see that exhibit from now until, is it May the 17th?
May 17th, but good chance we will be extending it.
Great. What's the phone number for the museum there if people want to call and get information?
1 minute.
You don't have that on the top of your head?
Yes, no. I have that. It's 954-525-5500. And our website is moafl.org.
Right. And you're open from when to when?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5, although on Thursdays we're open until 8 p.m. And we very often have lectures and performances or films on those evenings. And on Sundays we're open 12 to 5.
Great. Well, again, the number 954-525-5500 if you need more information or you'd like to stop by and see the display there. You know, you have over 25,000 feet of exhibition space.
Right. Yes. So someone could actually spend 3 or 4 hours at the museum. We're opening another exhibition on February 23rd of the American Modernist, one of the followers of the French Impressionist, Renoir. It was William Glackens, and that opens February 23rd. It's a major exhibition. The museum has the largest public collection of William Glackens' work, and it gives another reason for people to come visit us and pretty much spend the day at the museum.
Well, and it's a good thing, too, because you have a bookstore and a cafe. The cafe's right inside. I've actually been there, and the food's not too bad.
And now the food's quite good, and we have specials every day.
Right.
And
right.
And on Thursdays from 5:30 to 6:30, we also have happier hour, so 2 glasses of wine for the price of 1.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's something new. you have wine at the museum?
Yes. At the cafe.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, we'll keep it away from the kids, though, right?
So, yeah.
Again, that's the museum is located right on the corner of Las Olas and Andrews Avenue in downtown Fort Lauderdale. There's plenty of parking. The number to call the museum again is 954-525-5500. You got a lot of fives there. Hope we don't get that confused with the wine. And we are speaking with Bonnie Clearwater. She is the Director and Chief Curator of Nova Southeastern University Museum of Art in Fort Lauderdale. Bonnie, thank you so much for spending your time with us this Saturday. I know you probably want to be at the museum instead of here, but we do appreciate you stopping by.
No, I appreciate having the opportunity, and hopefully it'll inspire more people to come to the museum.
Well, we hope so. And we'll have you back on again. Let us know what's coming up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very
much. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
When we return, we'll share some real stories from Real Reach clients. Then our spotlight home of the week may be the home you're looking for. So stay with us. We're sitting in the morning sun, waiting for the evening to come. Here it comes. Just don't let it hit you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know pays the wrong.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. And now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. This home is located in Lauderhill, Florida. It's on 24th Court. It's a property in a condo. It's really a cool condo is what we call that. It has a community pool surrounded by the condos for added security and privacy. This two-bedroom, two-bath place has been totally refurbished. Everything is new. The cabinets, the floors, the paint. It has stainless steel appliances with granite countertops, plus new carpet throughout. And get this, it has new bathrooms. Everything has been ripped out and rebuilt. It's a great location, and it's ready to move into. Start this the new year off right here with this beautiful home. It's in Town Square Gated Community in Lauderhill. The laundry facilities are inside, and like I said before, the community pool is in the center court, and it's surrounded by the condos, which gives you added security and privacy. And you can make this house your home by calling Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. Again, it's in Lauderhill. It's a cool condo property. It's two bedrooms, two bath, and it's been totally refurbished. Again, to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. She's standing by the phone right now. She's almost standing by the phone. She's on the phone waiting to come on the air, and we'll have her on very shortly. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Right now, as promised, we said we had some testimonial letters. And Steve, what do you have on the chopping block there?
Well, people have been asking exactly how this works. So we have exact real people with real stories about how Reach helped them. Like a lot of homeowners, Charles is a product of the economic market downturn. First, he lost his job, and then obviously after not having a job, he couldn't keep up with his mortgage payments, and he tried endlessly to reach out to his mortgage holder that was IndyMac since April of 2013, and they just couldn't reach a solution. Then, on September 10th of 2013, Charles decided to contact a Reach counselor for assistance with modifying his loan. Wando Camacho, one of Reach's counselors, resubmitted the loan modification package back to the same company. However, during the process, the loan was transferred to still another mortgage company known as Ocwen. Wanda persisted with a follow-up submission to Ocwen then, and shortly after, Ocwen responded back to Reach, and that client's trial modification had been approved. Now get this, Charles went from a pre-modification payment of $4,038, principal and interest, to trial payments of $2,770.60. He was thrilled at the notation on his payment being reduced by $1,260.
You know, Wanda does that.
That's $1,260 a month less.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
His reduction eligibility is going to span over the first 3 years of his modification, and then after that, it's smooth sailing. So thanks to the passion and the commitment and the dedication of the Reach counselors, Wanda got Charles the help he needed. And we have a happy ending. Charles has a home.
Isn't that great?
Do you have time for another one?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't believe that we can do what we say we can do. And we, folks, we get these letters in from the clients of Reach. And, of course, we don't give their last name out and give them a little privacy there. But these were people that were desperate and didn't know where else to go. And they got a hold of Reach, and we took care of it. What do you got? You got one more?
Yeah, Carlos. He's self-employed. He was in a couple of car accidents, which caused him the loss of clients and business. And due to the loss of business, he contacted a lawyer who told him that the judge refused to postpone the sale date of his house. That date was September 6th, and there was nothing else they could do to save him from foreclosure. Well, then a couple days later, he called Reach. And after getting all the support documents from Carlos on August 7th, the counselor contacted Ocwen Loan Services and submitted all the documents for review. On August 26th, Reach received a call from the home preservation specialist with great news for Carlos. He was approved for a HAMP trial payment of $774.09 for the months of October, November, and December. Mm-hmm. Now, to make a long story short, Ocwen after this is all over, is actually going to forgive $161,279 of the principal balance on his loan for the first 3 years. That is a huge reduction. Carlos went to court on September 4th, and there was an order issued to finally cancel the foreclosure sale. So he saved $161,000 and got the foreclosure canceled because he called a REACH counselor.
Well, that's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have nowhere else to turn to, try REACH. There's hardly any fees for the services, and when it comes to foreclosure, there's no fees at all. And coming up on the phone with us now is the CEO, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer over there at REACH, Pat Tracy. Pat, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Alan. Thanks for having me on. I hope you can hear me. We're out showing homes, some of the homes we have with REACH right now. So we're having a good Saturday. And I do want to do a shout-out to Lloyd, a veteran who always listens to the show, who now has been pre-qualified and will be taking our first-time home buyer class on the 23rd. So we want to say hi to Lloyd and love his progress.
Hi, Lloyd. Yeah, that's a good show. You know, I just want to let the folks know, January's first-time home buyer's class was packed. We had to move some people into February. So if you're thinking about attending this course, you might want to call the good folks at REACH, 855-48-REACH, and sign up for this class before it gets filled up as well.
Yeah, Alan, and I'm with a couple that took the class, our last class, so they are very eagerly looking for a home right now. But I just wanted to give you a few statistics, which I think are very important on research that's been done.
Okay, we got about a minute. Go.
You got a second?
We got a minute.
Last week, we got a minute. Okay, 29% more successful when you have home buyer counseling, 67% more successful when you have modification counseling. So we want you to know how important it is and how much we appreciate working with everyone.
Well, that's what we do at REACH, and you're the person that makes all that happen, and we have a lot of fine REACH staffers and counselors out there. You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about home counseling and how important it was, and that's exactly what you should do. If you're looking for a home, call REACH, 855-48-REACH. Pat, what else you got here? We got about 20 seconds left.
We got about 20 seconds left.
Right.
We want to just say that we love working with Ocwen. I heard your stories. And use our power. We have a lot of relationships with banks. Don't go at it alone. Use our power to help you stay in your home.
Right. And you can see these stories on our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. You can also contact them again at 855-48-REACH, and that's 855-487-3224. Well, Pat, and we thank you for calling in and taking time out during your busy sales day there. I hope everything keeps running strong.
Thank you, Alan.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's about all the time we have left to us today. We certainly appreciate you taking your Saturday and spending it with us. We want to thank our guests for calling in. They were great, as usual. And if you would like to see the show archives, that's reachradioshow.com. That's reachradioshow.com. All our past shows are listed there. We'll see you next Saturday, live from 12 to 1. Be sure and tell your friends about our show. We do a lot of good things. We're helping out a lot of people. And just remember this, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got